This is Joe Kwan, the Connection Counselor, your host on Diversity Bites, the program for everybody who understands the challenges inherent in creating a more diverse workforce. Join us as we explore the strategies and mindsets needed to transcend statistics, increase belonging, and unlock higher performance. Hello, this is Joe Kwan, the Connection Counselor, and welcome to Diversity Bites. I'm also the creator of the Everybody Thrives program, which is for companies looking to unlock the full power of all their people. As we wrap up this first week of Top 10 Diversity Bites learnings, and next week we'll go over the second five, I wanted to share with you something that I've shared on other episodes as well, sprinkled in there, and that's the difference between competing versus winning. The way I often share this with people, whether in conversation or training or even coaching, is there's two types of people in this world when it comes to the way we navigate and think about others. And one type of person cares most about winning, and that's sort of their North Star. And the other type of person cares more about competing. And it's super important what type of person you're dealing with and what type of person you are. And the way I like to explain it is someone whose focus is on winning, and you could sort of make it analogous to like a company where the focus is purely on profits and there's no other values driving it, will always operate in a way to always win, regardless of ethics, regardless of fairness, because their goal is just to win. They don't care if how other people perform as long as they end up on top. So one example I give is, let's say you're a runner, you're a sprinter, and you care about winning, and your competitor shows up to the track, and as they're going through their practice sprints, they break a shoelace, and they don't have any replacement shoelaces. Now, someone who cares about winning would be like, too bad, they're going to have to figure it out. Even if you had a bag full of like 100 shoelaces that cost you nothing, that you could just hand the shoelace, because you know you don't want the person to run with just one shoe. You want them to run and be their best so you can beat them at their best, right? So that's the behavior of someone who only cares about winning. You're just going to be like, well, too bad, so sad, it's not my problem. Great, I have an advantage. I'm more likely to win now. Compare that to someone who cares more about competing. And by competing, I mean trying to compete against others to see how good they are, to see who is really the best. And why is that important? The reason why that is important is when you compete, you get to see how good you are. You get to see when you lose things that need to be improved. So by improving them, you become an even better competitor. And people who compete, their goal is not on winning. Their goal is on becoming the best version of themselves, even if they have to lose along the way. So you might give that person that shoelace. They may whoop you in the race because they're better at finishing. And now you realize, I got to work on my finish because I could have beat this person, but they were so much better at finishing. So now let me work on that. So by the next time the next race comes around, whether you win, lose, or otherwise, you will be a much better competitor. And you will become the best version of yourself you can be, even if you're not number one in the world, because frankly, there's always going to be someone better than most people, right? And even the number one is, you know, that's temporal. You're only number one for a period of time. Well, my name is Joe Kwan, the Connection Counselor, and thanks for joining us on Diversity Bites. If you're enjoying the show and would like to support us, consider leaving a tip on ko-fi.com. It's ko-fi.com/connectioncounselor, and I'll leave a link in the show notes. Thank you. Remember, when it comes to higher performance, diversity bites, belonging delights.